Hey, son, Svejsan, it's Jorgen Sundberg here, yeah, with the Employer Branding Podcast by Link Humans, London's employer branding agency. Today, we're heading to the Emerald Isle and speaking to one of the big four accounting firms. How do you balance being a global, enviable employer with local talent challenges? All shall be revealed in today's episode, which is sponsored by our partners at the Employer Branding Academy. Let's start the show. Top of the morning to you, Caroline. How are you?
I'm well, Jorgen. How are you? Are you well?
You're very good, thank you. Good. So could you let us know who you are, what you do, and why you're on this podcast?
Well, my name is Caroline McAniff. I am Head of Recruitment and Employer Branding at EY Ireland. Why am I on this podcast? You don't need to tell me why I'm on this podcast.
Because I want to ask you some questions.
Okay. So, the focus obviously is on the employer branding side of my role.
Yeah, great. And for EY, for the uninitiated listeners, what's EY all about, and where is it based globally and locally, and what sort of services and products do you offer?
Sure. So EY is it's a global brand, so we're a professional services firm, also known as Ernst & Young. So we globally, we've about 250,000 people. We're literally all over the world. We're, you know, in almost every country. Here in Ireland, which is my little domain, when it comes to recruitment, we have about 2,500 people in about five locations around the country. So our services would include assurance, tax, transactions, and advisory. And over the last 4 years, we've had double-digit growth here in Ireland, some years up to 17%. So we've really gone through turbo growth. And as our product is our people, it's been particularly challenging. And additionally to that, Ireland is currently almost at full employment. Wow. As you can imagine, there's a significant inverted commas war for talent here. It's very challenging.
And what made you join the company, and what keeps you there?
I joined the company for the opportunity, being honest. It was a step up in my career. Being really honest, and what helped me in my role when I came in was I didn't know an awful lot about EY. I knew it was a big four. I knew it was a big brand, but I didn't really know anything about what it was going to be like to work here. And I was approached through a friend, and they encouraged me to check it out. So I ended up securing the role, and it's been a whirlwind ever since. And I've enjoyed every second of it. And I suppose what keeps me here is the opportunity to make change and to be innovative day to day, and that's really what keeps me, because I find my role very exciting. No 2 days are the same, and I've been very much, I'm not micromanaged in any way. I'm very much given the autonomy to do what I think is the right thing to do, and that has been really fulfilling.
Great. And talk to us about your journey into employer brand. How did it come about?
Ooh, it's a long journey, Jorgen. So I'm going to go way back, firstly. So I went to art college after I left school. So that was my passion. I loved anything to do with art, specifically around design. But in the early 90s, there was very little opportunity for artists in market in Ireland. So I ended up falling into hospitality. And then a few years later, literally fell into recruitment. So I spent a number of years in agency recruitment and then eventually moved in-house. And while I was in-house in one organization, I decided to go back to college again. So that was in 2012. And I did a degree in business part-time. And while I was there doing the HR module, I came across this term employer branding. So there's very little in the books at the time, there was basically, I couldn't find any reference to it, but there was a lot of information in journals. And what really attracted me to it was the whole creative side to it. So I ended up doing my thesis on employer branding. And it really, you know, as I said, it wasn't really talked about here at the time. I know it had made impact in Europe and kind of been talked about in the US as well, but it was very new here. So once I finished college, the next role I had, I got the opportunity to dabble in it. I was the only person who had any idea of the subject. And then I felt I needed to kind of get a bit more of a qualification behind me and understand a little bit more how to make it work within a business. So I researched and found Universum's Employer Branding Academy and decided to take on that course, which was really great, 12-week course, which gave me that framework that I needed and helped me to understand how to approach employer branding within the business. And the rest is history.
Yeah. I mean, how long ago did you take this course?
4 years ago now.
Oh, wow. So you must have been one of the first.
Oh, I was the second crowd.
Second batch. Okay.
Yeah, where they were practicing on us.
Great. Okay. So looking back at EY, you mentioned some of these at the beginning, but what are the talent challenges that you are faced with?
Sure. So the main challenge we have is finding the right talent for our business in the numbers that we need. So if I look at grad recruitment, for example, we will need to hire 500 students this year between our graduate program and our internships. So when we go out to the market looking for those people, we are beside our direct competitors and the other big four. The other members of the big four, but also here in Ireland, every multinational in the world has a headquarters here. So, you know, we're in direct competition with the likes of Google and Intel and Facebook and Indeed and LinkedIn and every other multinational. So, which are really exciting opportunities for people. So whereas 5 years ago, that really wasn't as much the case. So, and as well as that, as I said, Ireland is going through significant growth. So, which means all businesses have a need for this talent. And, you know, it's well known that if we want to move forward, if we want to really make an impact on the workplace of the future, we need new talents. So we're not the only ones who understand that. So we work with closely with an organization called Grad Ireland here, and they will even say, like, there's, you know, companies are coming out of the woodwork to partner with them to basically attract the best talent. So it is, you know, it is highly competitive. So you really have to try to stand out. And that can be very difficult, especially when in a big four, because we would all be kind of seen as the same. So that can be very, very difficult to stand out. You know, it really is about the experience that people go through when they're engaged with us.
So what is the overall employer brand strategy, and how is it activated and applied?
So our strategy is to, number one, provide candidates with the very best experience. So one of the, so our EVP as a global firm is that whenever you join, for how long, ever long you stay, the exceptional EY experience lasts a lifetime. So there's three pillars to that. So first of all, the first thing is being part of a high-performing team. Okay, so that means that you're going to be challenged. You're going to work with teams globally. You're going to be involved in solving really complex problems. And you'll also, I suppose what comes out of all of that is that you're going to develop into a global professional who delivers exceptional client services every time. So that's one pillar of our EVP. So that's almost like a promise that we make to people when you come into us. This is the environment you're going to be in. So the second part of our EVP, a second pillar to it, is that you're building lifelong relationships. So you're making connections within our business, you're making connections with our clients, and you know, you're working with these people in such complex projects that you are, the relationships you have last a lifetime. So you have an amazing network you're building an amazing network locally, but also if you leave, and we are a training firm, so a lot of people leave us, but we have an amazing network of EY alumni around the world, and people talk all the time about how they stay connected with those people. And then the third part of our EVP is about, and you'll see it in our logo, being part of building a better working world. So that's really about doing something every day that makes the world a better place. So, you know, you're going to work alongside people who are changing the world and disrupting the world, as in your clients, and you're going to really work with them and help create innovations that are going to make the world better. So we encourage our people to ask better questions. Okay, so the better the questions you ask, the better the answers you're going to get. And that is part, if people are doing this and working in this environment, you are working towards building a better working world. So that's our people promise. And that's what we go out. So there's a lot to it.
Yeah.
I was listening to one of your podcasts a couple of weeks ago from... Well, the lady from Virgin, the four, I can't remember what they are off the top of my head, but she had four words for their people problems, and it was nice and complex. So this is a little bit more complex, but it is, I suppose we've, as a business, we spent a lot of time and really researched this with our people, and it really resonates.
And that's the global people promise. Is there any local adaptation in Ireland, or do you go with the global?
No, we do go with that because it is the same. Are part of a high performing team. They do get not as much opportunity to work with globally, but they don't get as much opportunity to travel, but they would have relationships either with clients or with other EY firms around the world, depending on what projects they're working with. So we are a truly global firm, so they do get that piece as well, and they are building relationships around the world. And then we consistently talk about building a better working world and how we are doing things in the right way with our clients. So it absolutely is the same.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
And in terms of activation and initiatives and so on that you guys are doing, is there anything that you're particularly proud of that you'd like to mention to our listeners?
Well, I'll give you a little story. So when I joined, as I said, I didn't really know EY. Okay, I joined because of the opportunity. But my perception of EY, as I said, was, it's a big four, it's a big firm. It's a global brand. But what I didn't know when I joined EY was what it was like inside. And we were not telling that story. So, when I joined, I realized that 50% of our people are under the age of 30. We've open plan offices. There's a continuous conversation around innovation and disruption, whereas my perception was there'd be a lot of gray hair and a lot of closed doors. That was just my perception. So to come in here, my perception was that because we weren't telling anybody that it was anything else. So when I came in here and saw this and saw the opportunity, I was like, I was almost said, this is easy. Like we have the perfect story to tell. We're just not telling us. So When I joined, I was lucky. I had a couple of advocates in the business at a senior level who were invested specifically in grad recruitment. So I saw opportunity and said straight away. So one of the things that we did, so I did a lot of change. Basically, every single process and everything we did changed because the conversation was continuously around the candidate experience. So what does that look like for the candidate? So for example, our application form for graduates what took them at least 2.5 hours.
Wow.
Because they had to answer 3 essay questions, which it turns out very few people read. So it was an absolute waste of time for everybody. So and also throughout the application, there was a number of questions that didn't apply here to Ireland. So that was the first thing we tackled, and we got the application down to 15 minutes. So we actually, in our campaign that we went out with that year, we used that as a USP because our competitors still had the 2.5 hours. So which all changed over the next couple of years. So we're all back on power again. But we, the campaign that year, so what we did was, as I said, we invested in it, which hadn't really been done before to this extent. We partnered with a creative agency. Is it okay to say the name?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Atomic. So they're based here in Ireland, but they also have a UK office. They're fantastic to work with. And they worked very closely with us, and it was over a number of months that we put together this campaign. So, you know, first of all, we did considerable research, researched the colleges, researched the market around what our brand was like and how it was perceived. And it was really bad. Okay, so we did not have a good name in the market. So we took all that information back, and that helped us get investment from the firm when they were able to see and had proof that actually, you know, our name is not good out there as an employer. So Atomic worked with us to build a campaign. The campaign was called Is This You? And it really focused on different aspects, different types of people who might like to join our business. So for example, somebody who's into tech but didn't want to work in a tech company, or somebody who's very social and really enjoys that engagement with people. And we picked like 9 different people. There's 9 different types of people from our business, and we created a very modern dynamic videos around them where we introduced like avatars for them and really I suppose portrayed us in a very different light in the marketplace. So it was a little bit controversial. You know, we were on brand for most of it, but not all of it. And we did get, you know, I did get a little bit of pushback globally after it was launched, that, you know, they just wasn't 100% sure that it was all on brand. But we had a big hurdle to climb. Now, we in other parts of the world, you know, where we're the number one employer, and that wasn't the case locally. So we really had to kind of step think outside the box and just do something really different to get us noticed. So it worked. Our applications went up 124%, and completed applications, I talked before about the 2.5 hours being gone, they increased by 234%. So we had 250,000 people watched our campaign videos. And it went on, I mentioned Grad Ireland as well. We went on to win the marketing campaign of the year with them that year, and also last year. So we won it 2 years in a row with it. So I was really proud of that, and really proud of the work that my team did to help us to get to that point. And also what has come out of that. So what's come out of that is, you know, we don't have any problem getting buy-in from the business. We've literally just launched a brand new campaign, Natural Talent Develop Naturally. And you know, this is kind of different. This is focuses on the talent people have and how that talent would work within EY. But this time we rolled this out in 6 weeks, and that was particularly challenging in itself. that's a whole other story. but we didn't really have to get approval every step of the way from the business. They just let us do it. So, you know, when we had that initial win and that initial investment and the business saw how successful it was, we were able to guess. We had much more autonomy in what we're doing. So really, really proud of that initiative and what it's achieved for us and has really lifted our brand in the market.
Fantastic. And so you mentioned some big successes there in terms of applications and awards and so on. Have you calculated any hard bottom line ROI on employer brand?
Yeah, so like when we look at the ROI, it is, I suppose what I was measuring initially is very different to, I think, what I'll measure. It kind of changes every year. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what I was measuring initially was we've got so many applications, so many completed their applications, we've had so many hits on our website, and that was a return on investment in itself. Okay. So we definitely got better applications and the business could see the return on investment just through the people that they were meeting. After that, though, for me, I think that it's more about how long they're going to stay. Okay, mm-hmm. So if this is our employer brand and this is our promise to people when they're joining us, so we're attracting the right people and we're bringing them into the business and we're giving this amazing candidate experience, and they join us, and we need to ensure that we're living that promise. And that is, it's not that that's not happening, but it needs to be consistent. And you know, the business has changed considerably in the last 5 years. Like, people who have worked here a long time will say it's unrecognizable to how it was. So we just want to continue that. And for me, especially in this environment where literally people are probably getting tapped on the shoulder every couple of weeks to see if they're interested in other opportunities, because that's the market that we're in. So to see retention at a good place, I think for me that's more of a sign that things, we've increased our brand, but it's the brand that people really want to stay with.
Yeah.
So I'm still we definitely had and strong ROI when it came to the impact initially of that campaign. And we can see now, 3 years later, like, for example, applications are much better. The people that we're hiring are, you know, really, really strong. They're bringing huge value to our business. They're bringing diversity of thought. And our business is telling us, wow, you know, the grads this year are amazing, or those summer interns, you know, we absolutely want to get them back. We're going to offer them grad positions to come back next year. Those measurements are what we see at this moment. But for me, longer term, I want to tackle the retention piece and how long they're staying with us, and, you know, are we continuing our people promise when they're in the door?
Yeah. I mean, it takes a bit longer to measure that.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Really, okay, so lots of employer brand managers are listening to this right now. What would be your top tips to them?
Okay. A bit controversial. So I would say, first of all, take risks. Just take risks, you know, try, and maybe it's the environment I'm in, maybe there are other environments that you are really encouraged to take risks, but that's not the case in a professional services firm, because that's just not the culture. But you know, sometimes you have to take calculated risks, and it's been worth it for me and for my team. It's definitely something in this market, I believe, that you sometimes just have to do it. And you have to go with, you know what needs to be done, and very often the business doesn't. Mm-hmm. So you are the professional, you are the person who understands employer branding. So you need to, I suppose, take the bull by the horns and just say, let's just go with this. A second part for me would be ask for forgiveness. You know, when we pushed out that Is This You campaign, there were certain parts of it that didn't kind of fit into our global brand. And I had to ask for forgiveness for that, but it did work. Now, it was still hugely on brand. It just wasn't, conventional, shall we say. So again, that's probably comes under the same bracket as take risks. And then I suppose the third piece, and this probably more applies to people who are new to employer branding, is to find an ally on your leadership team. Somebody who understands and somebody who can get behind it and say, you know, help you if you need to get investment, help you if, you know, there's people kind of saying, I don't know about this, you know, especially if you're taking a risk, someone really believes in what you're doing. And I'd also actually, for people new to this space, I would hugely recommend the Employer Branding Academy. I got a lot from those 12 weeks, and also a great network, some great people involved in that, and the guys who run the Employer Branding Academy are, you know, they keep in touch, they check in with you, and lovely people. So I would recommend that as well.
Fantastic. Okay, now if you look beyond EY, are there any other employer brands out there that inspire you?
I would say, so can I talk locally? Is that okay? I don't know if people are going to know. I don't know if people are going to know locally. I'm sure they know the brands, but I don't know if they're going to know what they're doing locally. But Jemson, I would say they do fantastic.
What, the whiskey?
The whiskey, yeah.
Okay.
So they hire locally about 40 marketing graduates every year, which sounds fantastic, but those marketing graduates have to go around the world and sell their brands. So it's quite a niche market, but they do really good stuff. A lot of social activity, a lot of videos of people telling their story while they're out on the road, and a real insight into what it's really like. So I like that. I also like HubSpot. Mm. They do some really good stuff. Probably, maybe for me, it's more around the design and how it all looks, because I have a preference for that. I would have a soft spot for people who are particularly strong in that area. And then Dell, you know, Dell do great stuff globally, really, really strong. So I think they'd be my top. And I have to say, I know I'm not blowing our own trumpet, but I'm not. I'm only local, but globally, I think EY have really stepped up and are really doing good stuff globally. So really, really strong there as well.
Yeah. Okay, great. So final question. Where can listeners check out what EY is doing globally and also locally in Ireland?
Sure. So you can check out our careers website. That's eyirelandcareer.ey.com. Our Facebook is EY Career Ireland. And our Instagram is quite active, is EYIECAREERS. So EYIE Careers. And happy to link with anyone if they want to reach out to me on LinkedIn. It's just Caroline McAniff.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time today.
Pleasure. Really enjoyed it. Thanks, Jorgen.
Okay, there you have it, folks. I hope that was useful. And if you, just like Caroline and many, many others in the employer branding space, if you are interested in joining the Employer Branding Academy, there are kickoffs happening throughout October or throughout Europe, as well as online. And you can check out the link in the show notes of this podcast to learn more. And if you decide to book yourself or someone on your team on a course, be sure to use the promo code LINKHUMANS in one word for a 15% discount. And I, for one, hope to see you at the London kickoff, which is happening on the 18th of October. Also, be sure to subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts and SoundCloud, or just go to employerbrandingpodcast.com. linkhumans.com. If you have any questions for me, just ping me an email, jorgen@linkhumans.com, or just hit me up on social media. That is it for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in, and look forward to catching up next time. Hey då!
For me, and as I speak about the candidate experience, the Maya Angelou quote, this Maya Angelou quote really stands out for me. And it's that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel.